broadcasting from the Media Magazine Studio.
You're listening to Para Tu Fiesta with Darcy Treviño.
The crinolina.
Yeah. So my first question today is, when was your party?
My party was in June 26, 2021.
You remember?
Yeah.
I feel like my mom messes it up since it hasn't been my quinta yet and my birthday has not passed. When people ask her, she's like, oh, she's still 14. I'm like, I've already turned 15. You know, does that happen to you?
No.
Getting it confused, like your birthday and
I did get it confused. Like I would say that whenever they ask me for my birthday information or whatever, I would say the 26th instead of the 28th.
So another question would be, what was your colors?
My colors, it was blue. I wore a light blue dress, and my family, like my close family, I told them to wear a royal blue so they could like stand out, I guess.
So you had like a dress code?
I just told them not to wear my color. That's it. Like that's the only dress code. They can wear whatever they want, just not my color.
Do you recommend a dress code?
It makes it look pretty, like a little bit more pretty in the pictures and stuff. Like I've seen quinces where certain family groups are like blue, others are red or whatever.
Oh like, yeah, I don't like that. I feel like it clashes.
I feel like it looked like a rainbow. That's why I was like,
yeah, I don't like it. I don't know. What themes do you think are like very popular right now?
The one I did was butterflies, and I see that a lot.
Yeah.
The other one I have been seeing is probably like the Rapunzel one you were talking about last time.
Oh yeah.
I heard. That one's popular too. And I guess like vaquera style, you know, like
ranchero.
Ranchero style. Yeah. Like that's really popular. And I think those are like the top three that I could think of right now.
What about like colors?
Oh, colors. I think it depends on the season.
On the season?
Yeah. Because like during the spring, you see more light colors. And during the fall, you know, you see darker colors and stuff like that.
I feel like yellow is really like coming in right now. Like I've seen a lot of girls.
Yes. You know? And usually it's not that common to see.
And black. 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 I want to get a second quinta dress and I want it to be black. My first choice, actually, well, my mom had told me to get black, and I was like, no. I was like, no, that's not a good color. Yeah, but I feel like it wasn't that, like, in, like, last year, you know? So I chose my color that I went for, and that's actually, I feel like it's very popular right now, but it's a secret, so you have to wait. So you have to come. You can't miss it.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Best believe I won't be missing it.
We're going to have fun the whole night. Another thing would be, what was, like, your best memory?
It was probably, I have to think about this one. I think my best memory was just being there with my family, like all in a room and actually like getting along, you know?
Yeah.
I like that. They all just came together and just celebrated me. It was cute.
It was like your day.
Yeah.
Did you have a lot of friends?
At the moment, not really. I struggled to find chambelanes and damas. But I just got four of each.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So they were your friends?
Yeah, they were close friends and stuff.
Do you recommend cadets, chambelanes, or friends?
I recommend cadets.
Cadets?
Yes, because, like, they're actually professional and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they're coming up with choreography and all that. I don't know, because we made up my own choreography. We got it from YouTube. We got it from some girl who knows who. Like, I think my mom's friend. She came in clutch, you know. She was like, oh, don't worry. I planned out my daughter's quinta too. So, you know, we just got a bunch of connections from everywhere.
So why do you think cadets are better?
Because they have, like, already a set choreography, you know. And, like, it's there to teach you, I guess.
Yeah, and I feel like your friends wouldn't really be able to do that type of choreography. That's like next level.
I'm
like,
yeah.
I've been trying to learn what they be doing, but it's so hard.
When I go to events, I be trying to copy them.
I'm like, what are they doing? And then they go, like, they throw themselves on the floor. I feel like your own chambelan, like, wouldn't do that. I'm like, you'd be too shy. Oh, and the another thing would be that they're not shy. Like, they'll smile. And I feel like chambelanes are scared. Like they see so many people and they get like stage fright, you know?
Yeah. I saw my pictures and like they look so serious. Oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm. One thing I feel like quinceañeras don't really smile anymore. I feel like you're really into the your party that you're just like, what do you do? What do you do?
It's so hectic, yeah.
And your pictures, did you see any of that? Like confusion, like in your face?
Yes, yeah. I did. Oh my God. I had a little hair malfunction and I had like a little trenza on the side during those pictures and nobody told me. And my crown was crooked because my grandma placed it on wrong.
Oh my God. Oh yeah, that's one of the things that I've seen, like people don't know how to do the crowning moment. Because you know when you go from your tocado to your crown, they don't pin it either.
And then they destroy like half of your hair.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh my God. I feel like you need to get somebody that knows how to do it.
Yeah, or like at least tell them like, hey, take out these certain pins.
Or practice, right? Yeah. But it's still hard. Especially for like your grandma or somebody that's new to this, you know?
Yeah.
Because not everybody has like crowned 1,000 people, you know? Yeah. So another thing I would say is like, what was the hardest plan? Since we just talked about the best thing, what was the hardest like thing that through your planning process?
Through my planning process, I think it had to be looking for a place.
Looking for a place? The venue? How long did it take for you to plan your whole party?
Biggest regret is I got what I first saw. Like, because I didn't want to struggle so much. I just got whatever. Like, I went to my friend's 15 and I was like, oh, this is a big, you know, space. I like it, whatever. I'll just go the next day and get it. And I really didn't look into it and, like, see what they actually provided and stuff. I ended up wasting more money, you know, on the party and didn't actually get everything I wanted.
When it would have been better if you would have searched.
Yeah, so I really recommend going to open houses or expos and all that, just so you have like an open plan.
Yeah, because I feel like they're already vendors that, like, each other, all of us are already in all this expos. We know about each other. We know that we work good. We have good customer service, which I feel like you wouldn't really find outside of or expos. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, because other expos, you can just sign up with your business, you know? But I feel like here we know each other. We've posted each other.
We're connected. You know?
We're people recommend us. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I feel like our customers también, like, you know, they actually, we connect with them.
Yeah, they know. I feel like it's better to be smaller than a bigger expo. Because I feel like there's five photographers, five this. Like,
it's so hectic. Like,
Yeah. I feel like this is way better. I don't know.
I think so.
Yeah. Did you go to any expos while you were planning?
I didn't, and oh my God, that was so bad of me. I did go once to one, and it was like a really big one, so I found it really hectic. Like, it was just like, where do I go? What do I look at? Like, there's 10 photographers over here, like, you know, 7 places over here, so I struggled a lot.
Yeah. So what do you recommend, like, looking into more venues? Okay, so I know you do, right? But do you recommend... what kind of questions do you recommend asking your venue?
Look at the reviews. Definitely the reviews, look at the reviews. If you know anybody who has had an event there, ask them how it was, how the service was. Something I recommend is getting a printed copy of everything you're going to purchase because it's super duper important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I feel like some people just sign just for signing. Like, they're excited in the moment that they don't even, like, think
about it.
That's
exactly what we did.
Yeah. So, did you just sign and you were like, okay, we're good.
Yeah. Like, because, I mean, during that, they said that everything was going to be included. And everything that was included wasn't, like, you know, top notch.
You didn't actually get it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Like, I purchased a fruit table. Mm-hmm. For $500, I'm going to be real with y'all. We purchased one for $500 and only got fruit in a cup. That's it.
Oh my God.
Yep.
We're going to be right back. We're going to go on break. Thank you.
Ay, 15 Radio. música, información y mucho más.
Hola, 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 this is Lou Alarcón with Ener Sparkle Talk Show. You are listening to iKinseyRadio.com.
Radio, your quinceañera station.
As the world battles an ongoing COVID-19 pandemic and flu season approaches, health experts say getting a vaccine this season is more important than ever to protect yourself, your family, and your community from flu. Dr. Nancy Messonnier with the CDC explains.
Flu vaccines prevent millions of flu illnesses, tens of thousands of flu hospitalizations, and thousands of deaths every year. Flu vaccines have been used for more than 50 years to safely vaccinate hundreds of millions of Americans. This season, getting a flu vaccine is more important than ever. By getting vaccinated, you're helping to protect yourself and the people around you from flu. While it's unclear what impact COVID-19 will have on the upcoming flu season, it's very clear that a flu vaccine is the best way to reduce the risk from flu and its potentially serious complications.
For more information, visit cdc.gov/fightflu.
Radio. Radio. Música, información y mucho más.
And now broadcasting from the Media Magazine Studio.
You're listening to Para Tu Fiesta with Darcy Treviño.
And we are back. So we were talking about Vanessa's fruit table, right?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Okay, so I really recommend getting a sheet of everything you're going to purchase, right? Mm-hmm. Because we did end up getting a $500 table. And I recommend asking for images as well, like of what you expect and all that.
Yeah.
Same with, you know, your centerpieces and all that. You know, make sure they lay it out. Because we did have the option where they laid it out and, like, they explained to us what they were going to do. And also with my centerpieces, they messed up. Like, they told us that they were going to have these new centerpieces come in and we were, And we were like, okay, we'll get them then. And turns out the day of, they didn't have them. And we were like, oh, we expected these certain centerpieces up, yeah. You know, like what happened? They were like, oh yeah, they didn't come in time, you know, and they could have told us that, you know, yeah, maybe in before. Advance so we could have, you know, planned something out, mm-hmm. but they didn't. And so I really, really recommend getting a list of everything you're going to do, taking pictures of everything just to make sure, you know, you're going to get exactly what you want and what you paid for, because yeah. it's your money, you know, like at the end. You know, and it's your day. You want it mm-hmm. to be absolutely perfect to your eyes, right?
Yeah. So for me, actually, my venue does a thing where, like, it's not like an expo, but it's like a little trial expo, like a mini mm-hmm. for all the clients are going to be clients for that year. So you go and try out the food that whole day, all of their menus, so you can see what you want for your quince. You go out and pick out your centerpieces, your table linings, all of that. So did yours have that or no?
No, they had it individually, oh, okay. I guess, but yeah. I mean, because they had told us that they were going to have those, and mm-hmm. they didn't, yeah. and I feel like they really should have, you know, let us know
yeah.
about that.
Yeah. So, what's something that you recommend asking your venue, just your venue?
Something I would ask my venue is AC.
AC?
Oh my God, my quince was so hot, I did not end up wearing my dress, like I wanted to. I wanted yeah. to wear it all night, but I couldn't because it was so hot. So I had to change into my surprise outfit for the whole night.
Do you recommend like staying in your dress the whole day, like the whole day, changing into another surprise outfit? What do you recommend? Like if the AC works, you know?
Yeah, if the AC works. Yeah. I recommend being in your dress because come on, it's like your day to be a princess, yeah. you know, like enjoy it. I had three dresses. I had my dinner dress, my, you know, quince dress, and then yeah. my surprise dress.
Oh. You had a lot. You
yeah.
had a lot. I'm also going to have something similar, but mm-hmm. I feel like it's better for you to stay in your dress the whole night because
yeah.
it's a lot of money for you to just, like, take it off. Because some girls take it off and they're like, I'm going to put it back on later, and they never put it on because they're busy and they stay in the outfit, and I feel like the quince dress gets lost.
Yeah.
Now you don't see it again. Well, I'm actually going to have my quince dress, and I'm going to change it to, like, a little dance dress, like a mini dress. And then after that, I'm going to change into, like, because right now, I've seen that something that's really trendy, it's, like, bootcut jeans mm-hmm. with your boots and, like, a crop top or the corset of the dress. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like that's really nice. Like,
that
like
is
it.
Cute.
Yeah.
And just, like, you know, it's cute.
Yeah.
Something comfortable for the moment.
Yeah, yeah. And then I'm going to have also for a mini skirt with my dress. You know how they make the oh, mini skirts? Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's
yeah.
cute.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm already, like, yeah. imagining it. Like,
but I feel like I won't have time. Like, you know, since a lot of people do just
That's
forget.
What I thought yeah. about when I was doing my 15. Like, I was like, oh, my God, I'm not going to have time to, like, mm-hmm. dress up and everything. Because mm-hmm. even, like, when we're modeling an expos, we're, like, rushing to put it
yeah.
on. The corset is, like, to tie and everything.
Yeah.
We struggle a lot. But mm-hmm. I think you will have time. You just have to, like, really, like, set in those little
plan
marks.
It out.
Yeah.
But I feel like even if you plan it out, some things might go wrong. Like,
yeah.
it can never, like, I feel like it can't be perfect. Did you have a coordinator?
I didn't. I wish I did. I really, really wish I did. I recommend it. I yeah. really recommend it. Because I tried planning it out, and I tried, like, doing whatever I envisioned, right? Because I had this idea of, like, okay, I'm going to wear my dinner dress from this hour to this hour, and then I'm gonna wear my quince dress from this hour to this hour,
yeah.
and then I'm gonna do my, you know, surprise dance, and then I'm gonna change back, but
yeah.
I didn't have time to change back either, so
oh, yeah. okay, yeah, because I've seen actually girls like change into their quince dress, like change out of it into a surprise outfit in like 5 seconds.
I don't
like,
know how they do that.
I feel like they have a lot of their family like backstage, mm-hmm. you know, and helping them, but imagine like you just jump out of it,
right?
I've seen, but I'm like, I don't know, because what I recommend is while you're gonna go change for your cadets to do dance by themselves. I don't know if you've seen that.
Yeah,
you know? While you're changing, so you have time and you don't have to be rushing.
Yeah,
so, yeah. Well, my cadets were actually gonna, like, they're gonna come and do like the normal balls, but then they're gonna like wait, and then until more people come, we're gonna do like the actual surprise. Because I don't know if you've seen in a lot of videos, there's like not that many people and like early. when it's your boss time.
Yeah.
They really come to like later. You know?
They come to the party.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah.
I come to the party. No, I come for the food. I come for the food. I'm not even gonna lie.
The food is good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, remember the quince we went to together?
Oh yeah.
The cotton candy and all of that was so good.
Oh my god, yeah. Yes. I was sad I didn't make it in time for the food.
But it was really nice. Do you recommend getting stuff like that?
Yeah, just like having something, you know, cute in the...
Yeah. Yeah.
And also for like the kids and stuff. Because you know how they have like a dessert table and stuff?
Oh yeah.
But I recommend like setting an hour for when they're going to do it. Because, you know, you also want the pictures with it and stuff like that.
Oh yeah. But I feel like a lot of people now put up signs like it's closed or something.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about like treat tables, I feel like once you open it, everybody comes running to it. Like,
yes. Yeah.
But I feel like that's not fair, because what about the people at the end? What about the people that were doing something? Like, sometimes not even the quince gets to get something.
That happened with my fruit bar.
I want to be first.
Yeah.
Yeah. So who did you plan it with?
I planned it with my mom. My mom did everything, thankfully. You know, she's a single mom, and I really appreciate her for letting me have that day.
Because,
honestly, she made all of that up in a year. So,
did you always want a quince?
Yeah, I always did. My mom was hoping I didn't.
Yeah.
She was like, nah. She was trying to tell me, like, oh, you want to go to, you know, Europe? Where do you want to go? Like, I'll buy you a car, like, this and that. And I'm like, no, I want a quince.
So you actually had, like, other options? Because you know how they give you, like, an option for a vacation, money, a car?
Yeah. She, like, put all the money in front of me. She's like, this is how much I'm spending on your quince. Are you sure? I'm like, yes.
You can't go back now. Because I've seen a lot of people right now, because I'm on, like, Facebook group chats, and I've seen that they cancel. Like, the girls get their dresses, and they're like, I don't want it anymore. I'm like, how do you do that? Yeah, I'm like, oh, my God, no.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm too close for that. Like, already, it's already.
Like, it's already coming.
Yeah, yeah, you know? Yeah.
Can't do all that.
Mm-hmm. So, do you recommend for girls to choose a quince instead of everything else?
Yeah, it might be, like, a lot of people are like, oh, it's just one day, you know, this and that. But, like, it's also just, like, the experience you get to have and, like, with the people you love, you know?
Yeah.
And I really like that I got to have that moment with everyone in a room, you know, getting along and all that.
Yeah. I feel like that's a time where everybody can, like, be together at once. And you don't have to be all separate, because, you know, it's sometimes it's hard. And now with the quince, if your family is from Mexico or something, they can come and travel. Like, they have time, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like you won't really get to experience that again, you know, if you have people coming from outside.
Yeah, definitely. And I had that too, like, people coming to visit just for my 15, and it made me feel like, oh my God, that's so sweet, you know?
Yeah. So I have another question. For your church or Misa, did you have any of that?
I did.
You did?
I did. And I did, I think, like, 2 years for that. So it was
Yeah, because I've seen it's a lot. It's like a real hustle. Like, you have to go to, if you haven't done your comunión, your first comunión, your bautizo, you have to go and do it again, right?
Yeah.
You have to go to a specific school.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
I did that for 2 years.
We're going to come right back, and we're going to go on break. Thank you.
This is Lou Alarcón with Ender Sparkle Talk Show. You are listening to iQuinceRadio.com.
iQuince Radio, your quinceañera station.
She didn't love you back, love you back. All she did was leave a hole. Didn't get that job, even though you really gave it your best. And now you're wondering, what's the point of anything at all? But let me tell you why, that's just life putting you through the test. Before the dawn, it's always dark. Before the light,
you can't get it.
You say you're getting old, getting old, but what do you know about what's to come? 'Cause what the future holds, nobody knows till the race is all won. So if you're wondering what's the point of anything at all? It's to live your life, live your life, live it right now, 'cause you only get
and we are back. So we were actually talking about her church Misa. Yo.
Yes. yeah, I had my church early in the morning. I think we chose at 11. And then from there, we were at the venue. We actually had a malfunction. So I chose to have old school cars. Because like lowriders and all that. Because my uncle, like, my dream always was to ride in my uncle's truck. Because he has a really beautiful truck, right? And he had his whole little crew and everything. Two cars, like, just dropped. Like, they don't work anymore. Like, on their way to pick me up, they stopped working. So we only had two cars left, two trucks. So I only could take, my main chambelan, myself, and then two other people. And I was so devastated, but it was okay. As long as I got to ride in my truck, you know? And that we took to the church. We didn't even take pictures with it. We did have a photo shoot with it prior, though. So, I mean, at least I got the pictures, right? And then we got to my church, and I think it was like an hour and a half service. It was a really good service. I liked it. My family liked it. They don't like going to church, so that's saying something. But I had studied, I think, for like 2 years for my comunión.
Oh.
And then after that, we went to the event center.
But your padrinos also have to like be a part of that, right? Like your sponsors. Yeah.
They do. But we decided, because it was in between doing the crowning at the church.
Oh, okay.
And like the crowning, the shoes and all that. But we were like, no, we'll do it at the event center instead. So we can have the presentación.
Oh, yeah. Because then it wouldn't be too much of a presentation.
Yeah.
So did you have like a limo party bus after or no?
No, we didn't. We should have. I feel like maybe I should have gotten one. But honestly, I liked it because we got to go to the event center a little bit early. And like, I just hung out with my friends and stuff. And it was pretty chill.
You know? At what time do most people get there?
I think I had the dinner como a las 6 to 8 around there.
Okay. Yeah.
And people started getting there around 8 or so, like after the dinner.
Because on invites, I see that people put like the food is going to be out from this time to this time. But people still don't come for the food, I guess.
Yeah. Because
they still come like late. Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah. At what time did you start your presentation?
I started my presentation, I think, from... Oh, hold on. I had my food from 6 to 8. And then I had my presentation from 8 to 9. And then from there on, I had the party. Or I think I had it an hour earlier. I don't remember, really.
So, we were talking about your photo shoot, right? Mm-hmm. About, so you had your, like, the lowrider? Or was it a truck? Like,
it was a truck. It was, like, a really nice painted truck mm-hmm. with, like, it was just so pretty. I'll show you a picture. But I had two photo shoots. I had one in Mazatlan with an amazing, amazing photographer because I actually looked into his work. And then I got this other photographer that the place recommended me. Mm-hmm. You know, so we got the whole package. We paid for it.
Because you thought, like, since they recommended
you. You know, like, I thought they were going to be good. Yeah. They weren't. The pictures, it was a beautiful scenery. Pictures would have been great if it was another photographer because it was amazing. Like the picture that was my main picture, it's really pretty. Like you could see the scenery and all that, but you can't see me so much in the picture.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's the whole point of it.
It's Wikinta.
Yeah.
You should have many pictures of yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I paid for like a good amount of pictures and stuff and mm-hmm. got very few from that.
Did you struggle with the timing? Because I've seen a lot of kids don't get their pictures till like a long time later.
I never got my video. I paid for everything. We paid for everything. And I never got my video. So he just ghosted me. We texted him. We emailed him. We emailed the lady who, you know,
recommended
him everything and nothing. God.
So you recommend looking into your photographer?
Yes.
Their resume, their portfolio. Like,
definitely look into him. You know, look into them, sorry.
Because I feel like you should always, even if somebody recommends it to you, you should still look.
Yeah.
Or like try to talk to past clients because you know how sometimes they recommend them. You can text them and be like, do you recommend their service, you know?
Yeah, because honestly, it was so hectic and I regret that so much, not looking into it, because I would have loved seeing my dance and stuff. Nobody recorded it because, you know, I didn't want any phones out because the photographer was going to record it.
Yeah.
So we never got it.
Because I've also seen at, like, weddings or quintas, like, there's a lot of phones everywhere. Mm-hmm. I feel like you have your videographer, like, why do people want to have their phones out?
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't like that. But then, like, it would have been better, right?
Yeah, it would have been a little better.
Yeah. They didn't have like cameras. Maybe get the footage from the cameras.
Yeah, I got like one footage from like a tia. You know, she was on Facebook Live.
Yeah, but it's just all shaky and
it
everything.
Was. Yeah. It was all blurry. Oh my goodness.
But at least you got to see it.
Yeah.
Well, it's still a memory in your head.
Yeah. Just like that little turn I did.
Yeah. So how did it work with your hair and makeup?
Oh my god, that too. Look into your makeup artist. Don't do it the cheap way like I did, you know? We got somebody, a friend of a friend. That's what we got. And I did the photo shoot and I didn't like the makeup, but I didn't want to say anything.
No. But you should have said,
I know.
Said it's your party. You know?
It was my fault, that part, you know, that I didn't say anything. So if you don't like something, say it. Like,
speak up.
Like, that you don't like it, you know? You want to do better, you know?
You're going to look back at these pictures.
And yeah.
You're always going to remember that, oh, I didn't like my makeup, you know?
Yes, I felt like I look so, like, I look so pale. My eyebrows look so thick. Like, they were almost connected. Like, it was so bad. Ugh, I didn't like it, but it's okay. It's okay. At least I got those good pictures in Mazatlan.
Yeah. So you had another person.
Oh, well, the day of my 15, mm-hmm. I had that same person who I did the photo shoot with. I had that same person.
And did you actually, like, speak up now?
No. I didn't. Because I was like, you know what? We're already in a rush. Like, it's okay. Like, I'll just accept it. I was very calm, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm very nonchalant. Like, I don't really, like, say anything.
Yeah. So what's a makeup artist you do recommend?
Lou, Sparkle by Lou.
Yeah, I was like, we're gonna say the same thing.
Yeah. I love her work because she like takes critiques well. Like if mm-hmm. you don't like the way something looks, mm-hmm. you know, she'll fix it. She'll be, yeah. you know, oh, gladly, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she actually gets like your critique. Like if you don't like something, like she won't do it the next time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But she does beautiful work. You oh can God, definitely like go look at her page, the models page from Rumi Models. You can see in her pictures, she's like mostly always yeah. or makeup artist, right?
Usually, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. She does a wonderful job.
I really like her work.
I'm actually going to get her making.
Oh, yeah. Exciting.
I'm excited. I feel like you have to do a lot. We already had a trial.
Yeah.
Yeah, with me and my mom, and it was so good. Yeah.
Definitely. Oh, you posted it, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it's like coming closer. I'm like, I'm so nervous. So I'm like, it's a lot. It's a lot of planning. Did you have any, like, stressful moments, like, any fights, like, during the planning with your mom?
I did. It was just, like, probably making sure I have everything like drinks wise and stuff like that. We were like, oh my God, with my other family as well, because we had split certain drinks, you know, like liquor and all that to them.
Like somebody and then, pays this and so
yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then we were struggling to like find when we would like all get it and like yeah. when we would put it in and everything. And then who would get the rest, because there was still some left over.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like struggling to talk about who wanted it after and stuff. Oh my God, so much other stuff.
So what was like a difficult choice that you had during the planning, like the most difficult?
Picking my dress.
Do you remember where you got it from?
Yes, it was somewhere in Jefferson.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of Kinsas go there. Yeah. I actually work at a Kinsas store there. Yeah. And we have girls come in from Oklahoma. Where else? From like hours away. I don't remember. I think from, I don't know, but like like really far away. I'm like, I think from, what is that called? Like, not Washington. I don't know.
What is
it? No, it's like the peach.
Georgia?
Yeah. No, Alabama. Yeah, yeah. We have a lot of girls come from far away. I'm like, oh my goodness, you come all the way here? I'm like,
just know. To see this?
Yeah, just for a dress? I'm like, I don't know, but I've heard that there isn't a quinta industry like over there, which I feel like it's so weird. Like
that is
now
so
I want to go see. Like they say there's literally nothing for quintas.
That is
like,
so
I've
weird.
I've never heard of that. Yeah.
I would expect it because, you know, diversity and everything.
Yeah,
I expect
yeah,
it to
yeah.
like migrate, you know,
yeah,
certain
like,
places.
Oh my God. I was surprised. And actually this past weekend we had a girl who had, it was like she was going to pick up her dress. It had to be done because she couldn't come back, you know, like mm-hmm. It was like a 10-hour drive. They came like since a.m. like in the morning, and they got there like at 1. So mm-hmm. basically she tried it on and it didn't fit her. She had lost weight.
Oh my
And
goodness.
I feel like that's a real problem though, because I feel like the girls are stressful. Like mm-hmm. they get stressed and they lose weight.
That happened yeah. to me. I'm gonna be honest, like I'm gonna like speak personally. I struggled a lot with food during while I was 15. And when I was stressed, I just wouldn't eat. So that, I think, caused me to lose, like, a lot of weight. And you
yeah.
can kind of tell.
Yeah.
But, you know, gladly, my dress did fit me.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But that is something that, like,
yeah.
is kind of an issue.
That does
like,
really happen. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, okay, so actually, coming back. She tried it on, and it didn't fit her. And we're like, oh my God. And they were like, what can we do? So we actually called like the girl that does like the alterations to come in. And she was at work. So like she couldn't come to like, we were about to close the store. We closed like at 5. Mm-hmm. And they had came like 1 at 12, like the family. And the girl would get out of work like at 4. We were like, oh my God, like y'all have to wait or something. And they actually waited the whole day. They waited to wait for the girl to come. She fixed it. And I think she did too much. And it was this one now.
Oh my
so
goodness.
So now they had to wait longer to like redo it. It was, no. Mm-mm. It was a big struggle, a real struggle.
Yeah, because the lady who did my dress, she's like, we can only go down. We can't go up. You know, like,
oh, yeah.
you can only size down.
Yeah. No, but the girl since, what's it called? Since she had done it smaller, she had like taken it off what she had done.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Like whatever she sold?
Yeah, she took it off and she did it again. You know? Yeah. I'm like, oh my God. Yeah.
Some work.
Yeah, they couldn't come back, you know, so they had to wait. And then I guess they left. They left happy. Like, I was super happy. I think she had, like, the purple dress. Purple's really trendy, I feel like. The that butterfly is. One with the lights. I don't know if you've seen that one.
Oh, yes. That with the I tried the blue one with lights. Mm-hmm. Have you seen it? Like, it has a cape and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was so close to getting it.
You were?
And that actually gave me the idea to do a cape.
Like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I was going to get it, but I didn't like the lights.
You didn't like
I felt like it was a little too much.
But you don't have to turn them on. You don't
I know, but, like, I don't know. I just didn't really like it. Like,
okay.
Something about it, like, it wasn't me, you know?
Because for us, I'm pretty sure we have the option to, what's it called? For you to not want light. So, like, if your kin sits in time and they can actually make it, like, through the factory, they can actually make it with no lights, like, you can actually pick that.
No.
But I feel like that's harder because it depends on your time. Because I had a girl come in that her quince, she literally came this weekend. Her quince is in April. Like, right now.
Ah.
Yeah.
Don't worry. I'm like, go ahead. My friend, she planned her quince in a month.
In a month?
Yes.
I think you told me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So did she get it, like, good or...
She got a pretty good 15.
But I feel like that's a lot of money.
A lot of pressure.
With a month? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Did she tell you, like, her experience? Like,
yeah. Well, I was there for it. You know, I was a mama myself. So I was there, like, going to dress shops with her, you know, and all that. And it was so hectic because we struggled to find dama dresses, like, outfits and all that. It was just so hard. But, I mean, we did it. And it came out great.
What else? Do you have any questions?
No. Are you excited for your 15?
Yeah, I am.
I
feel like I'm struggling, like, with stuff. And we'll be right back. We're going on break.
Información y mucho más.
iQuince Radio, your quinceañera station.
And now broadcasting from the Media Magazine Studio,
you're listening to Para Tu Fiesta with Darcy Treviño.
And we are back. So Vanessa was actually asking me about my quince.
Yes. Are you ready?
No. I feel like I'm going to forget my dances because I haven't even started with my dances.
You haven't?
No. Bro. But it's because the problem is that cadets usually only ask like for a month, which I thought was weird because I remember some of my friends were telling me like 5 months. How long did you practice
for? I practiced, I think, for 2 months. Oh. 2 months in advance.
But it's different where you're chambelanes.
Yeah, because like we were just learning.
Yeah.
And most of them didn't know how to dance.
No. Yeah. You should definitely get friends.
Yeah, like, girl, you got your headphones backwards.
Oh, I can't move them.
It's okay. But, yeah. And then my friend had invited me to a trip to San Antonio 2 days before my quince. And I said yes.
You did?
Yes.
And how long was it for?
It was just 2 days, like a 2-day trip. But I mean, still, it was like before my 15.
So you were like tired?
Not really, but like I had like a 1 day, you know, break in between. I think we left on like Thursday, came back on Sunday or so. So I had that Sunday. No. Oh, wait.
Friday, no? Yeah, because I was like Sunday.
Yeah,
like,
Friday, yeah, my bad. We left like on Wednesday or somewhere between there. And then we came back Friday.
So did you go to school like?
No, my quince was in June. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But my practices were after school. Like I would take my friends who went to school with me and I would like bring them to my grandma's house and we'll all practice there.
I feel like it's also hard with like school also because it gets in between practices. Because like you have to, you're here far away and you have to go to your cadet's place. Like
mostly fast. Like if you get like damas and chambelanes like I did, it's like they also, you know, have their own life. You know, you have to like think about that.
Yeah.
And a lot of them were like, oh, I can't make it a practice this week because I have to do this and that. And I was like, oh my god.
Yeah,
like,
a lot of people actually cancel, so cadets are actually better.
Yeah,
but now you have to worry about yourself not canceling, you know.
Yes.
So we are almost done for today. Did you have fun?
Yes, I did. I love having you as host.
You're amazing. Well, you can be back after my quince. Now we can talk about my quince. So do you have any tips for future quinceañeras?
Other than look at the reviews for everything, look at, you know, the work, look at the venue's work, the photographer's work, all that. That's pretty much it, really, of the advice I want to give.
I can't even.
You have your little.
I know, but I'm like, I can't fix it. So you recommended to looking into their portfolio resume.
Definitely.
Yeah. Because I feel like a lot of people, like, you go with the first choice because I feel like their parents don't want to struggle.
Yeah, my mom, she was like, you know what? This one has the whole package. Let's just take it.
Yeah, let's just get it. Yeah, because it's also a lot of work where, like, your parents have to work to, like, be able to give you your quince and then you can't be, like, going to places, like, missing school, missing work to go look for them.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's harder on weekends since weekends are where the venues have parties. So, like.
But I think that's a good thing that, like, that we do with the open houses and stuff, you know, everything's already there so we don't have to be like struggling to go struggle. Up and down.
Yeah, and like, yeah, that's a day because I'm saying like if it's a ballroom that doesn't have expos, like when are you supposed to go? Like what if you get like, off of work or you know you have cheese,
how are you supposed to find them?
Yeah You can't actually go look into it, like, you know, it's a lot of work. So do you want to give any shout outs? Are your friends watching?
I want to give a shout out to my mom, of course, who was able to make that day possible. And she's probably hearing. So thank you, mom. But yeah. Yep.
To my mom, but she already knows. Yeah. So I'm like, yeah. But in between us, well, me and my mom were the ones mostly making the planning. Like my dad's just putting the money. He just agrees. He's just like, whatever. He's the one that has to work. Yeah, but I feel like we had a struggle, like me and my mom, in between the planning with all the things that we've had to done. Because she want, as I said, she wanted black. Let's say I wanted yellow. Like, I was like, I want this. She wants this. Like, it was a real struggle, you know?
Yeah. She was like, kind of like telling you, you should like lean into this, you know?
And I feel like a lot of parents actually, since they're like, but I'm paying for it. Like, I get to choose.
Yes, and that, I feel like that's a little sucky that, you know, some parents, you know, I get it, you know, you didn't have it probably, but it's also, you know, your daughter's day.
Yeah, right? I feel like a lot of moms actually struggle with that, that they didn't have one, so now they want to put it into their girls'
quince. And some girls don't want to have a quince, but you know, their mom is like, do it, you know.
So another question, actually, before we end, your gifts. Remember, I was gonna ask you about your gifts. So what did you mostly get? Because I feel like your surprise gift,
My surprise gift, oh my god, my my nanny who used to take care of me, you know, she raised me, you know, she got me a wallet, you know, she got me a lot of cute little stuff. She got that, like, you know when you take out the money and it comes out like all
she did that
and that was like so cool. I wrapped it around my neck and I was like, y'all like my chain?
Yeah, that's nice. What do you think is like really popular right now as a surprise gift?
Vanities. I've been seeing them, like, they just pop up, like, you know, or like whenever they get a dog or something, I don't know, like I just see it. And mostly like putting confetti or balloons in the, like,
But I don't, I like it, but I feel like the kids, kids come and like, I don't, the kids, no.
She put candy in mine and she told me to throw it out, but I was like hesitant to. I was like, man, I don't really want to do that because I know they're going to come in and like,
like to the crowd, but what if you hit somebody?
Yeah, so, I was like scared of that too because it was hard candy, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But I liked my surprise gift. It was cute. I got like this butterfly shirt because my theme was butterfly. And then my brother, he was my sponsor for my collar. He got me this one that says Vanessa. I told him I really wanted my grandpa's necklace, who had passed away recently, right, at the time. And he got me that necklace with this little Vanessa. That was so cute.
Nice.
Yeah.
So what did you get for like your actual like gifts from like gifts?
I think I got like several bags and a lot of makeup.
A lot of makeup. I feel like a lot of people get bags, makeup, and like shirts.
Yeah.
Not like pants, shoes, but like shirts.
Yeah. I actually like that they gave me frames. Cause I know my uncle, he gave me frames and that was really
like
cute.
Your pictures.
Yeah. Nice. You know, so I could put my pictures there. That's so cute.
Or like especially if somebody gives it to you with like your name engraved or something.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh my god, my photographer, he gave me like this box with my name engraved and like quince. It was so pretty.
Nice. Yeah. Which one? The one
from Mazatlan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I was like, which one? This one?
Not this one.
Yeah. So I've also we were talking about dogs. I feel like dogs like do they keep it like in the box the whole time?
I don't know. I think like maybe they keep it in the back room because you know how usually they have like a room.
Yeah, but then the quince goes in there to change.
Yeah,
and they can't leave it in the car. That's a big question that I have.
Maybe like they have somebody come over, you know, and just like, who knows? Really?
But imagine if your mom didn't want a dog. Like, what do you do?
Yeah,
what do you do?
Definitely, I think you have to ask them for permission first.
Yeah, well, the people asking.
Yeah.
What do you recommend in choosing your padrinos? Do you recommend choosing somebody that's really close, like somebody that's a friend? Because usually you have your padrinos since you were little.
Yeah.
But sometimes things happen or something.
Yeah, mine were in Mexico, so, you know, they couldn't come. But we had chose, like, different people who have been there, like, throughout different stages of my life.
Yeah.
You know, and I like who I chose and all that.
Through a big part of your life. What else did you get, like, in your sponsors, like, for the presentation?
I got my anillo. My mom and her husband gave it to me, but it broke. It was a butterfly, too. It was so pretty.
Nice.
And then I got my necklace. I got my crown that my grandma, she put it on me, a little cricket, you know, but it's okay. And then she took off my little chongo. Oh, my God. And then I got my my regalo sorpresa from the person who raised me pretty much a majority of my life too. And I think my bracelet from my tia.
Oh.
She got like a custom made V, which is really cute.
That's
nice. Yeah.
Well, my tia is actually getting my my dress.
Yeah.
And she actually offered to buy my mom's wedding dress. I'm like,
really?
I'm going to war. Like, no. No.
Yeah, my grandma helped to buy the dress.
Oh.
Which was really cute, you know.
Yeah. I don't know if you watched Moda Dos Mil. Have you watched that?
I've watched it.
I love watching those. But, yeah. We are almost done. And,
yeah.
Hope to see you again. And I had a lot of fun.
I had a lot of fun, too.
Bye, everybody.
I can't wait for your 15.
Oh, yeah.
You got me all excited.
I'm not going to invite you. Bye, everybody. Thank you for joining.
Thank you.
Tune in for the next show at 8 p.m.
Hola, hola, hola. This is Lou Alarcón with Ender Sparkle Talk Show. You are listening to iQuince.com.